ابنته زينب رضي الله تعالى عنها، ابدعنا بميامنها ومواضع الوضوء منها، متفق عليه. زوم عتية رضي الله عنه narrates that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وبارك وسلم said to the woman on the occasion of bathing his daughter Zainab رضي الله تعالى when she had passed away, commence with her right side and the parts that are washed in ablution, wudu. Al-Bukhari Muslim. Zoom Atiyya radiallahu anhu narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the woman on the occasion of bathing his daughter Zainab radiallahu anhu, and when she passed away, commence with her right side and the parts that are washed and ablution, wudu. So here, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter Zainab radiallahu anhu, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his daughters, all his children, they all passed away besides Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, and all his grandchildren, all his daughters, all his sons, everybody except one daughter and two grandship sons lived. Imagine any father who had to bury all his daughters, who had to bury all his grandsons and granddaughters and all his children except one. Subhanallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here, Zainab, no male could be in a woman's janazah. In bathing. So start from the right side in mawadiya wudu. Actually, even that's the way you take a sunnah ghusl, is first wash the private parts where there's najasa, and then the wudu. The wudu should be done, and then the whole ghusl. Even when you do the ghusl in your life, the sunnah way of doing ghusl is that. And that's even in when a person is deceased. In every aspect of it, right side, right side, right side, right side. Allah enable us to make Allah make us from washabul yameen, ma ashabul yameen. Allah make us from the people of the right side.